morning. And Jesus said in John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. First John chapter 3, verse 14, says, we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Verse 23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. I think he's referring to chapter 15 and John, St. John, the commandment that Christ gives there. Henceforth, I call you not servants, but friends. I've been thinking about how God has loved us, and it says, Scripture says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. It's amazing. I just think of if I picture how Christ was feeling toward me while I was yet a sinner. I was just thinking about friendships. Jesus wasn't calling me his friend. He loved me and he gave his life for me. But when we respond to that love, here it seems clear here in St. John 15 that he says, "You're my friends." The relationship changes. It's not that God didn't love us before, but it changes. Then we become friends. It's amazing. And we become his friends by obeying his command. It's just been something on my heart. As we look at our relationships, our friendships, we have to first love in a friendship. You know, you can maybe meet somebody and you kind of like them. Friendships can start that way, but God's friendship with us didn't start that way. I don't think. Maybe when I view the way God first loved me, I don't feel like he first saw me and said, "Oh, I kind of like him. I'm going to give my life for him." I don't think so. So it's been on my heart. Become more like Jesus. And one of those ways is to love. To first love. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to necessarily think, "Well, I kind of like this person." Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, he said, "Now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity." My encouragement as we seek to grow in our understanding of God, his word, is to seek first charity. there's some people that seems like, you know, faith becomes pretty big. You know, they talk a lot about faith, and faith is really important. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And they talk about faith, and it seems like all they think about is faith. And then you have to rub shoulders with them, and you kind of just wish they would just drop the faith a little bit. Some people have a lot of hope, but if you ever meet somebody that they don't necessarily have to talk about charity a lot or love, but you get to know somebody like that, and you don't kind of wish, why? I wish they didn't love so much. It just doesn't happen. I mean, it doesn't happen to me. But sometimes with some other things, it gets kind of rough. You just kind of wish they'd focus on something else. But I think if we'd focus, when we wake up in the morning, if we think about Christ and abiding in Him and we would ask God to make us like Christ was here on this earth, I don't think there'd be too many people that would be complaining about us. So somebody, yeah, I just thinking about those things, just what is the greatest. And maybe I'm wrong, but Paul said the greatest is charity. So, I just want to bless each one with the thought of growing in the likeness of Christ in that way. And when we think about Jesus and His commands, if we start with that command, we start with the command of abiding in Him and learning to love like He does, I think a lot of the other things will come a lot easier. It'll come out of almost a naturalness because of who He is. And I think God will bless you if you seek Him in that way.